It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McRae watched his first Beaver hockey game as a kid in the opening years of the John Glass Fieldhouse. Brian Grand, one of his favorites. McRae went on then to cover the Beavers for the Bemidji Pioneer throughout the early years of the Division I era. John McRae joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. John McRae got a job with the Bemidji Pioneer in the first year of the Division I era to cover Bemidji State hockey full-time. He covered a lot of great players and a lot of great teams, and he had a handful of favorites to watch over the years.
The first one really that really stood out to me and really enjoyed watching and was a great guy on top of it all was Andrew Murray. And I can still remember when Tom recruited him and he got the call that he was coming to BSU and he was just, him and Bert both were so thrilled and so excited. And, you know, this was really the start of the big D1 push, even though they'd already been playing for a little while, but they really saw him as a player and a sign that they were really making the step, and he proved to be just that in his career and just a fantastic player, bigger guy and so strong on the puck and but still had great hands and such a good guy and a good leader and a good member of the community and so that was really one of the first ones. And then also right at that time too, there was Brendan Cook, and he was playing at the same time, and another one of the a little bit on the smaller side guys, but just fast and great hands and flashy and the kind of guy that you knew was going to score goals, and when he had the puck, you knew something was going to happen. And then after that, one that really stands out is Tyler Schofield. Same deal as Cook, you know, smaller guy, but who could just fly. And still one of my most vivid memories is when UND used to come to the Glass right after the Christmas break, and they were just great classic games. And I remember one game they were playing, and it was really, really a close game, and puck went into the corner, and Schofield went after it just, you know, as fast as he could go into the corner. Right before he got there, he got the puck and made a pass backwards through his legs on the spot in the slot. And I can't remember who it was to, but the guy scored. And it happened so fast that you thought, did I just see that? Did that really happen?
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.